Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Thaddeus McCotter, recovering politician. He writes at American Greatness and Human Events. The wave election. Thaddeus, we talk about it each week, and I watch the polling, which I don't understand. I can't tell whether it's trustworthy or not, because so often now I read, not only here in America, but in Europe as well, that the voters are not telling, are not being candid to the pollsters when the pollsters call. And then they are candid in the voting booth, leading one to puzzle about what polling does. However, right now the polling is showing it's a wave election, an ordinary wave election, where the Republicans are in a good position to take control of the House of Representatives, leaving a divided government. I can't speak for the Senate. It's too vague. Do you see any disruption whatsoever in this last week for the wave election?
Oh, John, we've talked about it. Polling is incredibly difficult now, especially during the age of cancel culture with the left and the Democrats have imposed upon the rest of us. Nobody wants to talk to strangers on the phone, let alone reveal their political inclinations, because of the ramifications that could come with it. So when you talk about polling, it requires not only the integrity of the pollster, it requires the honesty and the willingness to be forthcoming of the person who's being polled. And there is, I think, the willingness to talk to strangers on the phone is diminishing every single day, every waking moment. So that makes it hard for results to come in. You also have the tricksters now in the age of social media that will go, and we've seen ads like this before. I used to be a Democrat, now I'm a Republican, or I used to be a Republican, now I'm a Democrat. Those types of things. So people will do that on the polls to the pollsters too. And you'll start to see 20% of Republicans support Joe Biden's energy policy, that type of stuff. And the pollsters know that's crazy. So they try to weight it and you just don't get any real results. Now, the interesting thing is that even with all that said, you see some of the Democratic analysts talking about how the abortion issue peaked too soon. At the same time, you have Republicans saying maybe the Republican wave crested too soon. That tells me that most people, as of today, expect the Republicans to make gains and at least get the House back and maybe pick up a couple senators, but maybe not enough to get that back. Now, the more sanguine Democrats will say that abortion ultimately will be the ones that will save the majorities. The sanguine Republicans will say that we are in a position where the wave is going to sweep across the country. I've said this to you before, I think you're going to see a relatively mild wave and it's going to impact different states differently based upon the candidates and the campaigns that they run. It's far more of a traditional rather than, say, a 2006 or 2008 Democratic wave or a 2010-2014 Republican wave. I think it's going to be much different and it's going to have different ramifications for different constituencies in different geographic areas.
Well, let's come to Michigan, the great state of Michigan. When last we spoke, you were discouraged by the ability of the Republican Party in Michigan to mount a case for the gubernatorial nominee or for any of the candidates on the statewide election. Has there been any increase in tempo by the Republican Party in Michigan?
Well, no. I watch TV and I just see our candidates getting drilled, which tells me the Democrats are concerned because they're not diverting the resources away to other races. But I'm not seeing the Republicans airing anything about the governor's race, Secretary of State, the Attorney General, or any of that. I don't watch TV quite that much, but clearly we're being heavily outspent. And I think that you're seeing that in some other states, too. It's very frustrating at this point in time, but it goes back to what we've talked about. We think the inability of the MAGA wing of the Republican Party and the establishment wing of the Republican Party to come together after the primaries and try to defeat Democrats. I think that both believe that they have a vested interest in the outcome of this election, although in some ways it may be divergent, which means you will not see the coordinated, concerted effort that the Democrats waged in 2018 here in 2022 for the Republicans. That's clearly what we're seeing here in Michigan. It's very frustrating, and I think that a lot of people are hoping that there's some magic wave that will sweep everybody into office. But I still think, especially as you go toward the top of the ticket with Senate races, gubernatorial races, statewide races in general, candidates and campaigns do matter. And I think that a large part of this is going to be the Republican donor base is not necessarily the most America First or MAGA oriented group of people within the Republican Party. You also have the MAGA people are also not the most politically astute people in the Republican Party in terms of how to get people elected or be a willingness to work with the other side of with the other wing of the Republican Party if necessary to defeat Democrats. In some ways, both sides are more concerned with the internal Republican civil war than with actually defeating Democrats, and both are hoping for an outcome based upon the electorate, but are not coming together to influence it properly to a salubrious resolution for the GOP.
At this point, would you say that Michigan is trending blue Democrat dominantly, or is it still a purple state?
Michigan's a purple state. People, again, I continue to remind my friends in the rest of the country, we are less than 4 years away from a Republican governor, a two-term Republican governor, a Republican legislature. We had a Republican majority in the Congress. We have a slight Republican majority in the Supreme Court here. So Michigan has done very well, and I would stack up Michigan's Republican Party over the period of the last 30 years, especially the Engler years when he was our governor. We stacked up as well as any state in the Midwest, even Ohio. We were very successful here. The one thing that we've always lagged on was electing a U.S. senator, but we did have one for one term. But in the end, Michigan has been, I would rather have been a Democrat over the last 30 years in Michigan than I would have been a Democrat. And I also point out that Michigan went to right-to-work state. People don't realize that either, though. The home of the UAW went to as a right-to-work state under Governor Rick Snyder. So there's still a lot of potential. And I would urge, especially Republicans, no matter what happens, we need to keep the optimism that we've seen in the past of people like Ronald Reagan, Teddy Roosevelt, other great titans, Abraham Lincoln. Look, America's best days are not behind us. They're ahead of us, and the best is yet to come. It's just going to take a lot of work. So don't get dispirited and don't fall into the role of the declinist, the thinking that everything is the end of the world. We're very resilient people. We'll be fine.
And the Lions, that is, your team.
I was speaking of resiliency, not of the Lions.
How about the Cleveland Browns, your team?
My AFC team. I know how to pick them, don't I, John? I'm a Republican. I support the Lions and the Cleveland Browns. Well, I must be a masochist.
Thaddeus McCotter, a recovering politician, writing for American Greatness and Human Events. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.